Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
On the Cliffo and Kate podcast today, it is judgment day for Kate versus Kyle. Who's going to take out the Pinot and Picasso challenge?
Gosh, it was a fun challenge. And it's the question that people in Townsville have been asking for years. Is Cliffo a creep?
Well, yes. I hate to blow the ending, but yes, I am. But find out why on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
Is one of the finest sports people North Queensland has ever produced.
Hi, it's Kyle Felt.
And she is Kate.
Hello.
This is Triple M's Kate versus Kyle.
Oh, that will continue to make me laugh for the rest of the year. It's Kate versus Kyle. It's the fourth challenge. You heard it here. It's the Pinot and Picasso round. Kyle Felt and I got creative, didn't we, Felty?
I wouldn't say creative. I think... Yeah, I looked creative in my mind, but I couldn't put it onto the canvas, unfortunately.
Do not doubt yourself, mate. You did an absolutely cracking job. I think one of the things that stood out for me in that challenge was, and I can say this, hand on my heart, your beautiful use of colour in your pictures, Kyle Felt.
Well, I did like to get the whole concept of the colours, and when Cliffo did touch on that I wasn't blending, it kind of scared me a bit, and I had to use the wet paintbrush technique that they call.
Look, he's colourful on the footy field and he was colourful on his painting. Now, we couldn't decide. We had Alex in from Pinot and Picasso, real arty type, and she's like, I cannot pick a favourite because art is subjective. And good on her for that. But us commoners here in North Queensland, we ain't so artsy-fartsy. We're a bit more cut and dry. So we put it up on our socials, on Instagram and Facebook, and put it to a popular vote, and we have producer... Beck Lambo Lambert here, or she's really the vote master.
She's the referee in this. As I said, it wasn't a cut and dry competition. There wasn't a hard and fast winner, so we've let the people of North Queensland decide.
What have you got for us, Lambo?
Yeah, so we've had a heap of people jump on and vote, which is absolutely awesome. I thought I'd read a couple of comments for you guys, just that I've seen in the Facebook comments. Love the depth Felty created and use of colour.
Oh, there you go, Felty. There's some props.
Yeah, everyone's loving the colours you used, Kyle. And the shooting star as well was quite popular. I think that was personally a bit of a mistake, but...
Yeah, how did the shooting star happen, Kyle?
That was not a mistake. I did that on purpose.
Yeah,
flicked it on,
Some nice comments for Kate. Go the girls. You've got a few votes in there as well. But lots of people also saying that they're both just really, really good. There is a very clear winner, though. And I'd like to announce that winner is Kyle Felt.
Yes! Yep.
This is me shaking hands with you, Kyle Felt. Congratulations, mate.
Oh, the disappointment.
I am disappointed. I'm disappointed. But that makes the score.
Two apiece.
Two apiece, Felty.
Yeah. I had to do something to bring it back, put it to a public vote. Might have been in like a little bit of a strategy.
Strategy. So you admit that it was a strategy, knowing that it could potentially work in your favour.
Oh, yeah, I knew it probably would, but
I don't think there's denying that.
He's done it, though.
Look, a few people have expressed interest in the paintings, which has surprised the hell out of me.
Please, not surprised. We're not surprised, are we, Felty?
I'm definitely not. Like Alex said, they could go in her art display. So
there
you go.
An art display. They'll be like, what children painted these in a kid's
art? What kindergarten is this from?
What preppy did this? Yeah. We're going to have a meeting after the show today and we're going to work out the future of the paintings. Mm-hmm. One thing's for sure, they're not going up here at the blue block and they're not going to my house,
but
we'll work out what's going
to
happen.
We could have put them here in Studio One. They'd look beautiful in the corner there. Yeah. Visitors can come and say hi to get their picture taken behind
them. Up on the back of the toilet doors, maybe. Felty, well done. He's taken out our fourth Kate versus Kyle, the Pinot and Picasso challenge. Well done, and bring on the next one, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. I'd like to thank my supporters, all my sponsors, and obviously Pinot and Picasso for helping us out.
Yeah, right. Get off the phone. You can go now. Goodbye. Yeah.
Just go and beat the Sharks, mate. Let's talk.
Go do your real job. Very big news, Cliffo, coming in overnight that the ANZ Bank will no longer be issuing checkbooks to old or new accounts. Now, there's some people that are outraged, they're angered, they're very upset, and there is no person in this whole country that is more upset by this news than a man called Colin Robinson, who also happens to be my father, and he's affectionately called Wally. He joins us this morning.
G'day, Wally.
Morning, Dad.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cliffo.
It's always good to meet the people responsible for bringing Kate into this earth. Wally?
This is bad news for me, Kate. As you know, being a retired accountant, I'm still in business. It's a real shock. It was writing a check as gives me a lot of security, controlling my money, controlling the bank account. Also gives me a good cash flow. I can tell my creditors, are the checks in the mail.
He loves doing that.
I like that.
He's also partial to bouncing a check, though, too, aren't you, Dad?
Yeah, exactly. that gives me a couple of months extra credit. That, look, the good old days of a check, you know, as you probably heard, Cut, I used to say to your mother, well, I have to go to the club and cash a check.
can't do that anymore.
Well, you are my kind of accountant. This is great.
Well, times have changed, Cliffo, but writing out a cheque is a lot of security, advantages, disadvantages, but I think the bank's going to have to wrestle back my cheque from me like my old click-clack machine.
Dad, do you reckon they'll become collector's items, the cheques and stuff like that?
Well, certainly are. The bank's not going to get this back off me.
Yeah. And Kay was telling us that until very recently, Wally, you were still using the click-clack machine.
The imprinters, the credit card imprinters.
Like, you could kill someone with one of those, Wally. They were a real bit of machinery.
Right, a great piece of machinery. And as once again, security thing. But anyhow, as I mentioned, Cliffo, I think ANZ told me I'm the last person in Australia to be using a click-clack machine.
And if it was up to you, you'd be the last person using a checkbook too, well, by the sound of it.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And they tried to get that back from me as well, but anyhow, I'm not going to get the checkbook back.
Hold tight, Dad. Hold tight. Hold firm.
Fight the good fight. Wal, Kate's dad, big love, mate, and good luck.
Righto. Thanks, Cliffo. Thanks, Kate. Talk to you later.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds. And a grand in the hand.
Yeah, pressure test one more time this week. Your chance to play in the morning, Friday the 19th of April, Kate.
It was a 9 out of 10 effort today.
Yes.
Very solid.
Huge.
So here is your hint for tomorrow. In which movie did Morgan Freeman win the Academy Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role?
Oh, it would have been the prison one. Shawshank Redemption.
It was Million Dollar Baby.
I got it wrong, did I?
You got it wrong. Million Dollar Baby.
Have you seen Shawshank Redemption?
Oh,
that's a great film.
Absolutely cracking movie. It's one of the movies I could watch over and over again.
Yeah, Million Dollar Baby was a boxing movie, I think. Hilary Swank.
Yeah, directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yes, that's right.
Brilliant movie.
God, I was so confident as well. So what's the answer? You want to look in?
The answer is Million Dollar Baby.
Pressure test back in the morning on Triple M.
This is Cliffo and Kate's nickname game. Tell us your nickname and we guess how you got it.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, we've just taken a break over Easter. It's been a while. I have missed the nickname game, but the point of the game pretty much in the opener there, you tell us a nickname, yours, someone else's, a friend's, a colleague's or whatever, and we guess how they got it.
Yeah, everyone's got one. Everyone works with someone who's got a funny nickname. I've got a couple. Cliffo.
Well, I've got some too, so try and test each other out here. Do you want to do that?
Let's do that.
If you've got one, 1-3-3-5-3, chime in as soon as you can, because let's get these on air.
Cliffo used to work with a guy. He unfortunately lost three of his fingers on one hand in an accident, so only had two fingers.
Yeah.
What was his nickname?
Oh. Two fingers. No, I don't know. Okay, give it to me.
I used to call him Kit Kat. It's a goodie.
Okay, how did this guy get the name?
Yep.
Seaweed. I worked with a guy. We used to call him Seaweed. Okay.
Did he just used Seaweed. To float around and smell?
He used to float around all day and he stank. So they called him Seaweed.
I love that. That's really
Nailed
good.
It. Nailed it.
I love it. another guy we used to work with. He was a bit of a pain in the backside, so everyone used to avoid him.
Yeah.
I flipped this around, my apologies. They used to call him Pothole. Because everyone used to avoid him. Yeah, everyone avoided him. It was a pain in the ass.
I'll give you one more. Yeah. And then 13353. Lantern. Like a light. Lantern, they used to call this bloke. Lantern.
Used to call someone Lantern. Lanterns
Why did they
bright.
Call him Lantern? Well, it depends on the lantern. They used to call this guy Lantern.
Something to do with, like, you hold up a lantern, right? Maybe you hold him up, something to do with not bright?
Lantern, not very bright, and everyone used to carry him. Okay, 13353, add to the list. Tell us a nickname of someone you know, could be your nickname. I mean, the way they are, they're usually pretty derogatory, so it's probably not your own nickname. You probably want to dob someone else in.
We have had an R18 version on the podcast of nicknames before, haven't we? We had a few cheeky ones that we left for the pod.
Pod only. 13353. Who we got? Colin here. What do you got for us, Colin?
Tail light.
Okay, well, tail lights are on the back of a car, Colin. Is this your nickname or someone that you used to potentially work with?
Someone I work with.
Maybe he was always behind everyone else.
Yeah, perhaps.
Nah.
I don't know, Colin. Why was he called Tail Light?
Not bright enough to be a light.
So good.
Thank you, Colin. 13353. Rod's here. Rod, are you calling with a nickname?
Yes, I am, mate.
All right, what's the name?
I've worked with another fellow. We called him Batterer.
Batterer.
Barra, as in wheelbarrow.
Oh, Barra. Barra.
Is it because you...
Barra. What about everyone had to push him to work?
Yes, everyone had to carry him, push him.
That's right.
Hey! Nice, Cliffo.
It's only taken about 6 weeks and we finally got one.
Thanks, Rod.
Rod. Yeah. Good on you, mate. We're going to end on Rhiannon today. Rhiannon, tell us the nickname and we'll guess how someone got it.
We used to call my old boss Mirrors.
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 Okay, you look into a mirror and you see yourself in a reflection.
But you also see yourself in reverse.
That's true.
So could that have had something to do with it? Did he reverse into something and do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Break something in reverse?
Not quite. If we'd go to him with a problem, he'd always say, yep, no worries, I'll look into it.
That's good. Well done.
Thanks, Rhiannon.
No worries. Thank you.
Lovers of that TV show from about 10 years ago, Underbelly, are going to froth the next few minutes.
It's a jungle out here.
I'm a true crime guy.
I know this about you now.
Some of the podcasts that I listen to at nighttime have actually scared my wife to the point where she's like, turn that off.
You listen to crime podcasts before
crime
bed?
Crime podcasts, yeah. Have read a lot of Aussie true crime stuff over the years. And I found myself in Melbourne on the weekends visiting a mate down there. But I had a couple of hours to spare that I had to fill, Kate.
Mm.
So I decided, and I'm going to tell you this. I want to know if you think I'm a bit of a creep, like what I did was a creepy thing to do.
Okay.
Because to fill those few hours, I went on a bit of an Underbelly tour of Melbourne and went to some notorious sites around Carlton, the suburb of Carlton, where some pretty notorious crime figures have operated from and done business and even where some people were killed.
Is this a planned trip? Is it like you signed up to go to a trip and they took you around or did you just go on your own little
tour? I did one of those as well, but I did my own little walking tour.
Really?
So I did an actual Melbourne crime tour in a different suburb in Fitzroy.
Yeah.
So I did that on Sunday.
Jeez, you crammed a lot into a weekend.
Yeah, right? This is why I'm tired this week. But on Saturday, I went to Carlton and just did my own little tour. So I looked up where all this stuff happened, like on Google Maps, and I put pins on it. And then I caught trams to all these different locations. So I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, that's the wrong page. So I noted these down. So I went to a restaurant owned by an alleged mafia captain.
It's pretty cool.
Which is now shut down. Took photos at all these places. I went to Squizzy Taylor's house. If you've never heard of Squizzy Taylor, they call him the first Australian gangster.
Oh, wow.
After World War One, yeah. He sort of started in Melbourne. Then he moved on to Sydney and he started the Razor Gangs.
Wow.
Of Sydney in like the 1930s or whatever. So I visited his house, which is still standing. And then I went to a former, it used to be called La Porcella. It's a Chinese restaurant now. And this is the restaurant where Carl Williams, who was in that whole
Underbelly familiar thing, with that name?
Yeah. So his best friend, Benji Venuman, he was shot dead, allegedly in self-defense by another underworld figure named Mick Gatto.
Wow.
And this happened in
Gatto.
The story. Yeah. These are all names you'd know if you watched Underbelly. So I went to that site where he was actually shot and took photos out the front of all these places. And my wife, when I told her, she's like, that is kind of creepy.
Mate, here's my take on it. I don't think it's creepy at all.
Okay.
I am super impressed. And one thing I'm really impressed with you is about, you have a lot of extracurricular activities that you are interested in.
Yeah.
Musical theatre is one of them.
Yeah, I like that.
Like podcasts, true crime and stuff. Mate, I think it's interesting because you have so much going on outside your life. Outside of my life, my extracurricular activities are like changing my kids' nappies and parenting.
Yeah, right. So I'm doing all right.
You're doing all right.
I'm glad you like it.
I do. I think it's really interesting that you have interests. I don't know many grown people that have really specific interests, and I think that's what makes you an interesting person.
Thank you, mate. I'm so glad you're impressed. Because you know who wasn't impressed?
Who?
The bloke who owns the Chinese restaurant. What are you doing? Get out of here. Stop
taking
photos.
Order some fried rice and go.
Yeah, go, leave. It's Triple M Breakfast.